If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, welcome. Another day, another honor, another pleasure to be doing the show. And I'm here with an author, Alfonso Arosemena. It's spelled A-R-O-S-E-M-E-N-A. He is the author of the book Heaven Park. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. FultonBooks.com, and it's available in paperback. Welcome to the show, Alfonso. And the book has a name that kind of opens your eyes a little bit. What is the book about, and why'd you write it?
Okay, the book is about the daily living of the elderly in a nursing home. And what really pushed me to write this book was the many incidents that happen every day while I was working over there for a couple of years.
And have you seen a mix of treatment, good treatment, bad treatment? Do we need a revamping or an upgrading of the kind of treatment we're getting in the nursing home, sort of like we see in the VA?
Yeah, I saw many, many bad incidents and bad employees, as well as good incidents, people that really care, and vice versa.
So what actually persuaded you to sit down and write this book?
Oh, what it persuaded me? Well, working over there in nursing home changed my life, seeing all those many things, atrocities, good things and bad things, how we, when we get older, we need people that really can take care of us. You know?
Well, what was the most rewarding aspect of writing this book? Would you say this may be a highlight in your career to shed light on the injustices that are committed to the elderly?
Okay, the most shocking one was one patient, the night shift did not take care of the patient, and he has his skin went pretty bad at night. Because the ants, you know, a couple of bugs were eating the skin of the patient and it was discovered in the morning. That was really shocked me. And I said, no, I got to open the eyes of the public. See, they got a team very good before they place the loved one in the nursing home. They need to do a really good research before they sell it in the nursing home.
Who was your target audience? Who did you write the book for?
The book I wrote for anybody who thinks in or have any loved one in a nursing home or parent on place in someone in a nursing home.
If you had a list of two or three salient points or talking points on themes or messages that you'd like to take people from the book, what would you list?
Okay, my list would be before you place anybody in a nursing home or pay a visit to the nursing home. Make sure the nursing home is close to your house where you live or close to your place of work, because the elderly or your parents or your family or your loved one need to see you at least 2-3 times a week while they're over there. And pay unannounced visits to the nursing home to see how they're laundering.
Do you have a closing comment? We've got about 20 seconds.
Okay, the closing comment is I want to open everybody's eyes to make sure they select, again, the right place for the loved one. That's all.
All right. I want to thank you very much. An important story, not getting enough attention, unfortunately, that you can get it in the book Heaven Park, written by Alfonso Aro Zimena. It's published by Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, Fulton Books. Go to fultonbooks.com. Thank you so much, Alfonso. It's been a pleasure having you on. All right, we will continue here as we move along, getting more and more engrossed in what is, I guess you can categorize it more of an entertainment story, a media story, a circus story, both in the far left and the far right, with what's going on with these elections. And what's amazing is the surge that Trump is showing and sustaining and maintaining. You've got all, quote, the political pundits coming on saying, you know, that this can't last. It's just, it can't last, and yet it's building and building. He's got leads in Texas, in out of all places, Texas, and you got Cruz down there, and he's still leading in Texas. A lot of the southern states are jumping to him. Carolina, he's in this race in Iowa. And a lot of people are starting to get concerned, quite frankly. The Republicans don't know how to respond. Once there's an engagement, like in the debate between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump, Jeb Bush loses. And it's not a matter of Jeb Bush's intellect as much as it is as Jeb Bush's personality. He's very low energy. He's already articulated his positions, which I think are against a large portion of the American people. On Common Core, on immigration, he's sticking with these points. I deem Jeb Bush to be almost unelectable, certainly unelectable as far as the far-right media is concerned. And I don't know, you get the same feeling I get. He just doesn't want to be doing this. He doesn't want to be doing this. He doesn't want to be in the race. It's almost an inconvenience, yet an obligatory act, because of his father and brother having been president of the United States. So we'll continue more on this, but I do want to get in a comment as we head up to the end of this segment, and that's on, I saw Jimmy Carter's press conference yesterday. His admission that he has liver cancer, it showed up in 4 spots in his brain, they're going to give him radiation. It's likely to show up elsewhere. He'll be 91 in October. To say I'm not a fan of Jimmy Carter is a mild understatement. He did admit his biggest regret was not sending another helicopter to Iran. I think Jimmy Carter is an anti-Semite. He's been anti-Israel his whole life. A lot of his social policies have failed. And yet, if you look at him, there's another side of him for which I have tremendous admiration since he left the White House, to be able to go out and dedicate his life, he and his wife Rosalind, to habitat and to building homes around the world. Even at 90 or 91, he's thinking of heading overseas. He's tremendously courageous. He's accomplished a lot as senator, as governor of Georgia, president of the United States, the business owner. 21 grandchildren. I mean, I'm trying to be very fair here. And those of you who listen to the show often and have heard me talk about Jimmy Carter next to Barack Obama, I just rate him as the second worst president of my lifetime. However, honestly, Barack Obama is in such a class of his own that you can't even compare Jimmy Carter to him. I don't think Jimmy Carter would have done anything to intentionally hurt the United States of America. I just think he's misguided. I think he's an angry person. Off the record, I've heard a couple of things about Jimmy Carter that have completely reinforced it. But I do want to give this man the credit for his bravery, the courageous front he's putting up. I was so impressed with that press conference he had yesterday, regardless of my own personal feelings towards Carter. And it's funny, he's mentioned he received calls from the presidents, from the Secretary of State, and that they haven't called him in a long time, so he still maintains a great sense of humor. He's done a lot of things for a lot of people. And I think at this particular point, people should respect the time he gave yesterday. As I say, to put it mildly, I don't like Jimmy Carter, but I was touched by his press conference and the courageous, I don't want to say front. I actually think he's sincere. I think he's taking everything instead. You know, when you're going to be 91 years old, I don't think you can look forward to the long term anyway. I don't know whether it's rationalization. I'm not going to justify this psychologically. But I do credit him on a superb press conference yesterday. And quite frankly, I wish him well. I hope he's able to continue his work and end his life on a positive note. Somebody else I don't wish too well, and that's Hillary Clinton. I'd like to summarize things when we come back. This is Steve.
Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in-store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Ends 9/12/15.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams,
Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
The offer of a franchise can only be made through delivery of a franchise disclosure document. Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry. And we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-515-5991. That's 1-800-515-5991. For Always Best Care, 1-800-515-5991. Call today.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart. Asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, today's brain tickler. You ready for today's brain tickler? According to a major poll, only 2%, did you hear what I said? 2% of voters think that Hillary Clinton has told the truth about her email server. I mean, the facts are the facts. If 2% think she's told the truth, that doesn't imply that 98% think she lied. You got to understand how polls work. It could be 50% don't have an opinion. But this is quite striking. Would 2% think she told the truth? Why would you vote for a pathological liar to be president? Why would you vote for a pathological liar to be anything? But president of the United States of America? We already have a pathological liar in the White House. And people just continue to bob and weeb and deflect and act like it's not happening. Now, I know most people don't live their lives engrossed in political drama and political rhetoric and following what goes on in the networks and either conservative or progressive journals, you know, like The Nation. But I don't understand when the stakes are so high for the United States of America. I mean, our lives, our kids, our grandchildren. Why you wouldn't get involved in that and stop with this stuff about Paris Hilton? I've seen the Paris Hilton-Donald Trump comparisons. There is no it's absurd. There was an article written, I don't know, there was Kevin Williamson of the National Review, I may have it wrong, about comparing Paris Hilton against Trump, and yet Paris Hilton is a better promoter. How the insult? And I'll come to Donald Trump's defense. He's been caustic, he's been biting, he's been controversial. Tell me a scandal Donald Trump has been involved in. And I will tell you right now, just like they did on Mitt Romney, these people to the far left, and in this case, far right as well, why haven't they uncovered anything? Is it because basically Donald Trump is an honorable guy, and until somebody shows me differently, I believe he is? His ideas may contain lots of superficialities, but the message is there. And I guess I've kind of gone by the axiom of the school that if you surround yourself with the right people, you can get the right results. Hillary Clinton is the antithesis of all of this. when asked if she wiped her server to delete the emails while serving as Secretary of State, she should have said yes. She has been avoiding, evading, and we're coming up to a critical time right now where the elections will be in full throttle, or at least the campaigns will be. And she's now going to face hearings on Benghazi. I don't know, and I don't think it's in their genes for the Clintons to pull out of anything. I mean, I can remember reading in Ed Klein's book, The Amateur, I think it was in that book, about how both Clintons have heart trouble. And you probably know that I think Bill Clinton has had stents. Hillary Clinton has had problems where she needs to be on blood thinner, where she could risk a stroke. The schedule that they go through, that they endure, is mind-boggling. I mean, and for that, I tip my hat to every single one of them. To say, to have the intensity, to be able to persevere and go from city to city, day or night, not knowing where you are, in order to run these campaigns and shake hands with thousands of people. I don't know if it's a skill, but it is definitely this particular asset or characteristic that a lot of people don't have. If I had to do it, I could do it. But fortunately, I don't have to do it. I don't want to do it. And if I did it, it would have to be one really good reason why I should do it. And it would be on a national level, since national politics to me have always transcended local politics. Unless local politics are a major story. And we've seen the major stories on occasion with Scott Brown, with Ted Kennedy, etc., John Kennedy. But Hillary pleaded ignorance. And she was almost stuttering, having no idea. And one of the press, for whom I have really, really tremendous respect for, I say he's one of the best, Ed Henry of Fox. I saw his career grow from the years that he worked as Jack Anderson's press secretary or assistant when he was just a young kid. And I have to say congratulations to Ed Henry for the rapid ascent he has made to a top journalist at Fox. He's not afraid to come in with the message. His quote was, "You were the official in charge of it. Did you wipe the server?" And then Hillary, with her sarcasm, which she should abandon because she's not likable without it, and she's worse with it, she says, "Like with a cloth or something." I'm trying to analyze that sentence. Does she really know what happened, or is she so ignorant about what's going on she doesn't? Or was it meant to be a slap in the face? I don't really know. I'd be curious if you want to email me at stu@stutaylor.com and tell me what you think. She also made a number of inconsistent statements, which are much more lies than inconsistencies. And I want to give the exact quote. So I don't want to paraphrase something when it's turned out to be a lie. "We turned over everything that was work related, every single thing." That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. And who, by the way, who is we? What right does she have to turn it over? She turned it over because she had to. She fought this and should have turned it over right away. But it's this same shield, this feeling of invincibility that the Clintons have felt that they've had throughout their careers as being privileged. Somebody just sent me a video. Oh, let me finish this thought. A former advisor, you know, Sidney Blumenthal, turned over to the White House at least 15 emails he sent to Hillary Clinton about Libya that were not among the messages she provided to the State Department. Caught in lies, caught in lies. Some reporter in Washington, somebody sent me a clip, video clip, had four mansions, four beautiful homes, and he asked people to step up and guess who owned the homes. So Marco Rubio, of course, which is a poor choice because he lives very modestly. Mike Huckabee, Donald Trump, and each one, Ben Carson, each one was picking somebody for each of these homes. As it turned out, do you know who the homes belonged to, all four of them? One Hillary Clinton. "Miss, I represent the American people and the middle class. Miss, I'm one of you." Unless you're in a an extreme minority. I can tell you, she's not one of you, and I don't want her representing me or the American people. I would afford her the same snub as I do with Emperor Obama in the White House. I virtually have never called her President Obama. I never call her President Clinton. We're coming back.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-506-0552 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-506-0552. Call 800-506-0552. Again, that's 800-506-0552. 800-506-0552.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
Just if you heard that little clip, really one of the brilliant people and management from the School of Drucker, and Tom Peters, who's written the all-time best business book, In Search of Excellence. It's not Trump's book, by the way, The Art of the Deal. In Search of Excellence is a phenomenal book. And Tom Peters, wherever you are, I'm wishing you well. I think you're up in New Hampshire. We're supposed to get together for kind of a think tank meeting a couple of years ago, but I guess the years have kind of, they pile on, and your certain desires to do things that you would normally do kind of wane, and it never really happened, but I love Tom Peters. Anyway, so there was a news conference in North Las Vegas, and it's one misleading statement after another. She said they turned over 31,000 work-related emails, and they did it voluntarily. Right. I'd like to know where the other 60 are, and the FBI may be able to relocate some of them. And all they need is, you know, one or two, because you don't send out emails whether or not you know they're classified. You assume they're classified unless you know they're personal. So she's caught in just an amateurish mistake, and unlike Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Hillary doesn't have any idea how to get out of trouble, but only deeper in trouble. It was back sometime in the late winter that Hillary had used only a personal email account to conduct official business as Secretary of State, a violation of federal regulations. And that's when the server was traced to her home in Chappaqua. And on sometime in March, first week in March, here's how she addressed the scandal. She tweeted. I'm not a tweeter. I don't tweet. I want the public to see my email. I ask state to release them. Anyone paying attention can see that claim was false. She had used a private server precisely to keep her emails from being disclosed. And then during another press conference shortly after, she admitted that she had deleted more than 30,000 personal emails. And again, a quote, "I did not email any classified material to anyone." The first statement surprising, and the second an absolute lie, because a couple of months later, the inspectors general for the State Department and intelligence agencies came out with the information that Hillary Clinton's private email account contained, are you ready, hundreds of potentially classified emails. Some of them even included top secret information from satellites and signals intelligence. On July 7th, this was when she was first on television on this. She told CNN, "I've never had a subpoena, and everything I did was permitted by law and regulation." Lies. And when you think about these lies, you think about Bob McConnell, whom I'm not defending as a decent guy, you know, handsome, could have been Romney's vice president, talked about presidential possibility, former governor of Virginia. in jail for 7 years for what? Maybe taking a gift that was not illegal. Accused of taking bribes, and in the history of Virginia, they have not found any cases that fell under the same statutes that resulted in prison sentences. He happens to be a Republican. Dinesh D'Souza, 18 months under house arrest for the transgression of loaning $20,000 or $25,000 to someone to vote, which was paid back, should not have done it, slap on the wrist. Allegedly, Obama has funneled millions of dollars of illegal money, or at least hundreds of thousands. I have to be careful. I don't want to misrepresent this. Nothing. Bob Menendez, I keep bringing this up, head of Senate Foreign Intelligence, criticized Obama on Iran and Cuba, indicted. But you know something? As low a life as he is, I give him credit. He's standing up and continuing to puncture holes in the Iran deal, along with Chuck Schumer. And lastly, and I could use so many other examples of audits for people who were totally innocent. Audits. Imagine auditing Ben Carson after a prayer breakfast. And you don't think there's a witch hunt going on in this country? Rick Perry fired somebody in the Justice Department for being drunk and using foul language, and entirely within his rights. And guess what? Rick Perry indicted. And when I say to people, this isn't the United States of America I grew up in. You know, they say you're exaggerating. It's still the greatest country in the world. I don't want to get into a contest here. I don't know of a greater country. But it isn't what it was, and I can tell you that. When I hear Donald Trump get out there and talk about making our military force so big and so strong, nobody will attack, we won't need war, I'm just telling you, it sends chills up my spine. It's not that any of Trump's ideas are original. As a matter of fact, you want to talk about an original idea? Yours truly, right here, Stu Taylor. I haven't got I don't think I have the files to reinforce it, but I can remember when we went to war in Iraq, I said, take the oil. They're taking Americans' lives, and they don't care. That is the Iraqis and, quote, most of our allies about us. The war wasn't about oil. Take the oil. We never did it. Trump talks about how he'd do it and how he'd go after ISIS. Whether it's reasonable, I don't know. You know, Romney talked about self-deportation. Trump is talking about sending people out of the country to be reunited with their families, and we're talking about anchor babies and birthrights, and he gets into this debate with Jeb Bush. It's rapidly becoming apparent to me that the more I see Jeb Bush, the less I can even stand to listen to him. You know, the 14th Amendment says if you're born here, you're an American citizen, but I want everybody to do their homework and read the rest of the Fourth Amendment, and that's not true in terms of these anchor babies. And as cruel as it sounds, I don't know how many anchor babies in this country a year. What's it, 60,000, some really ridiculous number? What about the salvation of America? For the real American citizens, for the people who have worked hard to build their careers and support their families, and patronize the United States of America. And there are many legals in this country. We're a country made up of legal immigrants who have done that, who have Americanized. I don't want anybody feasting off my bountiful fruits unless I choose to give it to them. Back to Hillary Clinton as I go back and forth here. Sorry about the lack of consistency of today's show. You're supposed to stay on one subject, but I'm going to veer off that today. So after these statements that came out in July about Hillary and her lying about everything she did was permitted by law and regulation, Trey Gowdy, that sharp, funny-looking Republican, I say funny-looking, isn't it funny how most, no, I'm not going to say it, how Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Benghazi committee, released a subpoena that it had issued in March for Hillary's emails. Trey Gowdy explained that it wasn't the committee's practice to make subpoenas public, but he did so because Hillary Clinton lied. What's the flack? There still isn't any. In the many states that she's leading Republicans, I am blown away with the enigma of this and the flat-out stupidity of Americans. This morning on Morning Joe with Meeker and Joe Brzezinski, I don't even know who the guy's name. He writes for the Huffington Post, the radical Huffington Post, which is always in battle with Donald Trump. Arianna Huffington. And I think I'm going to have to take it.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan back weekdays 7 to 9 p.m., 1120 a.m. at WBMW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor.
Okay, Mac, I started to say before we went to the break, having so much fun here, I didn't even realize we were up in a break. Not that it matters to anybody out there technically. There are a lot of people who do radio who have their own style. I can remember working, well, I'll give you his name because he was one of the finest, not only as a person, but one of the great producers I've ever had and an immensely talented musician and artist, John Maribel. John, I hope you're listening. I love you, old buddy. And when John Maribel produced my radio shows way back when, I mean, he was a stickler and demanded perfection, which meant, you know, take a look at when you go to your breaks. Don't come out late. Don't come out early. How can you not respect perfection? It's not that I am intentionally imperfect. I just have more of this innate judgment. I don't want to say ability, but I have this innate judgment to kind of roll with different segments so that I don't get kind of locked into something that sounds commercialized or canned. I don't know if I've explained it right, but I try to make this as natural as I can. And if I come up on a break, then bingo, I may have some quick thinking to do on how to get out of the break. But I just thought I'd mention that. I love you, John Maribel. So this guy from the Huffington Post comes on, I don't know his name. I don't ever want to see him again. He's a complete idiot. And Mika and Joe, who, you know, Mika's very far to the left. Joe is, well, it depends what Joe wants to do because of his affiliation with MSNBC. He's no dummy. Talking about Trump and how he will immediately fade and how it's a disgrace that he's in the race and how he brings up the fact that the questioning Obama's birthright, that should eliminate him. Why should it? Because it wasn't politically correct and because there are still questions. I don't know whether Barack Obama was born in Kenya or Hawaii. And there's much proof indicating he was born in Kenya. I don't know. So for someone to make that statement with all kinds of lots of documented evidence, there was nothing wrong with it. How dare you make statements about the guard in the White House. How dare you criticize him? It's racist. It's biased. It's Obama's capitalized on that in 6.5 years. He continues to intimidate just about everybody. And there are a lot of these people out there. I mean, just the fools. Howard Dean and Paul Begala, James Carville. I mean, they're flat out fools. And there's just no way really to avoid it. They're just going to come and go. They're like termites. Evidence mounted back to Hillary Clinton. She apparently, by the way, never using a private email server for official business with State Department lawyers. After the evidence mounted that she had, in fact, received emails with classified information, she started even slipping further by saying, "I didn't send or receive anything that was classified at the time." Rudy Giuliani pointed this out on Greta Van Susteren's show, that you don't have to have it say classified. You make the assumption lots of emails that are classified aren't labeled it. It's untrue. And the day before, a spokesperson for the State Department Inspector General said at least 4 emails were classified when they went out. And then Hillary Clinton did something she shouldn't do. You know, if you're not a natural comedian or you have to try being funny, don't do it. Her attempts to tell an audience that she loved her Snapchat account because, quote, those messages disappear all by themselves. Hillary, the smartest woman in the world, how dumb are you? How dumb are you? She didn't have any effect on that. She saw there was no response, so she claimed that this controversy was the same old partisan games we've seen so many times before. It's like James Carville says, this is nonsense. I had to come back from our vacation just to say that this is nonsense. The facts don't mean anything to so many people. They just don't. So when factual information is released, there's an immediate denial from a segment of this population that won't accept anything. Hillary is reckless. She's paranoid. She's an obsessive compulsive liar. And felt, quite frankly, that the rules never applied to her. And if they don't apply to you, when they know they gotcha, you know, gotcha. You know what you do when they say gotcha? You fess up. There was a Fox News survey last week. 58% of the voters said they thought Hillary Clinton had knowingly lied about her emails. And again, I started on this article by saying it on these comments that only 2% said they thought she had told the truth. So you know who Hillary Clinton has to blame? Hillary Clinton has Hillary Clinton to blame. And we've got so many issues facing us in America that we get tied down and bogged down in cases like this, and Freddie Gray and Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, so that all the attention is deflected, and it's an air and an atmosphere of racism and polarization. That in spite of the president's comments that we've made great strides in this country, we've made horrific steps backwards in the past 6.5 years. And I don't know about you, but now with the focus again on trying to close down Guantanamo, integrating poor minorities into wealthy neighborhoods, the damage is insurmountable. And I will say one thing about this guy in office. It's absolutely amazing how he has set out with an agenda to accomplish. And he's doing it in a manner that nobody ever would have guessed. Wishing you all a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.